Tuesday, September 27th, 2022, going heavy overhead on a glorious strength day we've done several times. Last time we did this was on June 11th, 2022. You want to go back and check your data for that in the BTWB app. It's five sets of one on the shoulder press. Once you finish that, five sets of three on the push press. Once you finish that, finally, five sets of five on the push jerk. And we also have a video which is absolutely you should watch if you have not yet. It applies to every heavy day, entitled How to Approach Heavy Days. Covers warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, all that good stuff. So make sure you watch that before the workout today. We've got videos showing the shoulder press, and the push jerk. Super Fitness Robot would be 85% or more of your one rep max shoulder press held across all movements. More likely is 60% or more of your one rep max shoulder press across all movements. Wildcard option today, if you like getting in some bench press, we got you covered. We're taking out one of the movements. And the first one now, bench press, five sets of seven. Next, shoulder press, five sets of one. Finally, push press, five sets of three. That's the wild card option. It was quite popular last time. Video showing the bench press. For the scaled option, five sets of one shoulder press. The great thing about scaling a heavy day like this is you just reduce the loading down to a very light loading, an empty barbell, a broom handle, or a PVC pipe. And darn near everybody can do this. You can even make it just a technique day if you need to, if that's where you are in your fitness journey. So for the scaled option, five sets of one on the shoulder press, then five sets of three on the push press. And then since the push jerk is what's prescribed in the prescribed workout, but it's so challenging technically, for the scaled option, it's a split jerk. Five sets of five on the split jerk, video showing that. And again, if you're struggling with that movement to learn it, then maybe you go relatively heavy based upon your capacity for the shoulder press and the push press. And then when the split jerk comes, you reduce the loading a lot and you just make it a technique day. Limited equipment option, pair of dumbbells, pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for the women, five rounds each for time and reps of five dumbbell shoulder press, pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for the women. So you do five shoulder press, then you do six dumbbell push press, then they're still in the front rack position, you do max reps dumbbell push jerk, and you're resting 2 minutes between each round. And it's listed there as both for time and reps, but that's a nightmare to track in the Beyond the Whiteboard app or in any way, shape, or form, quite frankly. So what you're really looking for there, the key metric is the reps that you got of the dumbbell push jerks. Don't really worry about the time. And then make sure you rest 2 minutes between each round. And that is a beautiful yet dirty overhead workout right there. We've got a video showing the shoulder press, the push press, and the push jerk. And again, if you have other dumbbells, be it lighter or heavier, or ones that work better for you, feel free to use them. And quite frankly, even though that's written as you do the five shoulder press, keep them in the front rack, then the six push press, keep them in the front rack, and then you see how many push jerks that you can get. If it makes more sense, again, always do what's safe and appropriate for you. If you need to put those dumbbells down after the shoulder press, do a little shakeout, pick it up, do the six push press, put the dumbbells down, rest 20 or 30 seconds, then you pick it up and do a max set of push jerks, fitness is going to be achieved. You're going to be good to go. Again, you're always authorized to make the smart call for where you are in your fitness journey. Super Fitness Robot would be getting seven or more dumbbell push jerks per round, more likely three or more per round. No equipment workout for time, 150 hand release push-ups. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. You would pick one of these. There's three options, just pick one. Either 50 burpee box jump overs, 24 inches for men, 20 for women, that's facing the box, or 50 bar facing burpees, or 50 regular old school burpees. So it's not all, you would just pick one of those. The other part of the optional accessory work, some rotational gut work, either landmine twists or windshield wipers. Both of those have videos, and there's a way to make the windshield wipers significantly easier by doing them on the floor because they're quite challenging. but the landmine twist is a fantastic option. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the trap stretch with the lacrosse ball and the wall shoulder stretch, both of which have videos. Hope you enjoyed going overhead. I will see you back here tomorrow for Wednesday's workout.